It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe.
What's he building in there?
There's this Tom Waits song I like about an odd neighbor with a secret project.
He's pounding nails into a hardwood floor.
Makes me think of Google Plus, Google's new social network. Google says you're going to be seeing Plus in a lot more Google products like YouTube and Google Reader. What's Google building in there with this whole Google Plus system? John Battelle's an expert on search, one of the founders of Wired, written a lot about Google. John, what is Google Plus as of today?
I think most people understand Google Plus to be Google's answer to Facebook, but I think both Google and those who have studied the service believe that it's more than just yet another social network.
It's already more than just another social network?
Well, for Google, one of their biggest problems has always been that they have so many products and services and so many, you know, customers. Over a billion people use Google, but they don't have what you might call the mortar between the bricks. They don't pull it all together in some way and give people a reason to connect to each other as opposed to only to a particular Google service, whether it's Google Docs or Google Search or Android or Google Maps. Google Plus is an attempt to sort of put the people into the Google products.
And when it's fully grown, when it's matured to where it wants to be, to where Google wants it to be, what is my experience on Google with this fully integrated Google Plus going to look like?
Well, I think the idea at the end of the day is, number one, Google knows you well. So Google starts treating you like an individual with a particular identity that it understands. Number two, that you can connect to people who matter to you through Google services. Now, that may just be a way for Google to ensure that you use those services. In other words, Google Plus is not an end unto itself. Google Plus is actually a service that is required in order to make Google's other services, where they make their real money, more valuable.
So to think of Google Plus as a standalone destination, I'm going to travel to Google Plus and see what's going on there. That's kind of missing the point. It's the point is that Google Plus goes to all the other places that you're already going to.
Yeah, I think exactly right. Google Plus is not a standalone destination. Google Plus is an integration with everything else that Google does. Over time, if they succeed, it will probably be viewed as a standalone destination.
Search expert John Battelle.
We're arguing because we don't have it. We have no view.
I have a view. I have a view, so does George.
That's the 1985 movie A Room with a View. Apparently, I would love it. Hunch.com is an online collective intelligence website. It analyzes data from its users and predicts what they might like. Hunch has a new feature to help you decide what to watch among the thousands of options on Netflix streaming. You connect it to your Netflix account, then you rate some films. It compares you to what it already knows about people, then tells you what to watch. Hit play, movie starts playing. Also on my list, a Mount Everest documentary and All About Eve starring Betty Davis, but A Room with a View is number one. I don't know what to make of the fact that Society Shared Intelligence wants me to watch a period romance made in 1985, but I'll do it if Society tells me to. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business. Always thinking of ways to help your business be ready for anything. More at bestbuy.com/business.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.